Hey folks, happy Wednesday. Trish having a great day. Graham here with my daily update video, wishing you well wherever you're at. I'm working from my church office today. And hey, in a few moments, I have some thoughts on how to live from a place of awe and wonder and astonishment in God. I believe this will really bless you. But just as usual, if you're new to my YouTube channel, please subscribe. Hit the subscribe button down there. We also put this out as an audio podcast every day. If that's easier, check out some of the links below. I have a new course on my ministry school on the subject of walking in divine revelation. Really powerful. And that's currently 80% off, so $10 instead of $50. A couple of other things I just want to mention as well. Later in this week, I will be going public with the dates of an upcoming mission trip. You know, it's interesting, since moving to the US 10 years ago, one of my goals in being here is to take teams on mission trips into Europe. And it's been really tough in the last couple of years with COVID and then COVID restrictions and mandates that I haven't felt I've been able to take teams in there, even though I've been in personally. So we're starting up our missions program again, and I will be conducting a missions, supernatural missions and mentoring trip to Ireland, I believe, in the month of May. So if you're interested in some details or an early bird sign up for that, check back on my website later in the week or drop me a line. Hey, this coming weekend, I have a wedding here in Sturbridge, in my church here in Sturbridge, on a Saturday. And Sunday, I'm going to be here preaching on the gifts of the Spirit and then also doing a service in Norwalk, Connecticut as part of New England Fellowship. So if you're in Connecticut or Massachusetts, would be great to see you this weekend. Boom. Those are my ads. But let me share something with you here. I want to read just a psalm to begin with. But Psalm 126 says, "When the Lord brought back the captives from Zion, we were like those who dreamed." I love this one. "Then our hearts were filled with laughter and our tongues were singing. Then said they amongst the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them." Here's my message to you today. I think God wants us to, it says, when the Lord brought back the captives, when the captives were released, we were like those who dreamed. Yeah, there's an old Keith Green song that says, like waking up from the longest dream. And, you know, I think God actually wants us to be like dreamers. God wants us to live, I believe, in this place of awe and wonder and astonishment. Which is literally how we, I think most of us were when we actually met Jesus. Can you remember, even at an emotional level, how it was when you became a Christian, how it was when you became born again? I remember a season in my life where at times I'd wake up in the middle of the night. I was at a church in Paris at the time, and I'd walk at times, you know, early in the morning through the food distribution place they had there. They gave food away to the poor. And it's like I'd just be like, yeah. And my yeah was about, you saved me, you washed me. I was once was lost, I now am found. You took me out of the miry pit, set my feet on a rock, put a song in my heart. And I think God wants us to live permanently astonished in him. Let me make a statement here today. Sin is boring. Sin is predictable. It's an interesting thing, but you know, Satan is the god of the mundane. He's the god of the boring. Heaven, I think, is the most astonishing place in the universe. I think God's the most astonishing person, and I think he wants us to live a life of duty, amen, a life where we at times go through suffering. Yeah, let's take that for granted. And yet, I think he wants us to live in this place of awe and wonder and astonishment, where every time we look at him, we go, wow. Wow. Come on, say that with me today. Wow. And, you know, so many scriptures I could point to. In Luke 5, it's the passage where Peter's really depressed. He's down. He's been fishing all night and caught nothing. And, you know, Jesus says, cast out your net into the deep for a draught. Peter catches such a catch of fish that he and all those who are with him can't even contain the net. It sinks the boats, and they bring other boats alongside. And then it says at the end of that story in Luke 5, around about verse 11 and 12, It says, Peter and those who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish. Can you see that? Peter and the other fishermen were with him were astonished. I want you to say that word with me today, astonished. You say, Graham, what's the big deal with that? Well, listen, number one, what did that astonishment produce in Peter's life? It produced repentance. When Peter's astonished at the catch of fish, he doesn't say, I've won the bingo, I've won the pools, I'm a rich dude. He actually says, Lord, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. He sees his own sin and comes to God in repentance. He then leaves everything, including that catch of fish, and follows Jesus. So astonishment actually produced repentance, consecration, and engagement with the Lord. And I think God wants us to live an astonished life. And I believe in one way, everywhere we go, we should be bringing that wow, that freshness, that wonder. We should be living from a place of awe and wonder. Outside of the covenant, it's called the fear of God. We look at it. But the fear of God, once you're brought into the family, once you're blood washed, once you're in right standing with God, should produce this thing of wow. How do we get there? Well, come back tomorrow and I'll tell you. No, let me share a couple of thoughts. You know, years ago, about 20 years ago, I remember the Lord saying to me once, Graham, I want to give you a revelation. I mean, he said this, I didn't hear a voice, but he said this in my heart. I want to give you a revelation of my wonder. And I was like, that's nice. And I remember being on a plane to Chicago once. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to start calling me wonderful. And it's kind of like in my head, I'm going like, yeah, I know you're wonderful, Lord. And it's like the Lord said, no, you don't. Just start by faith. Catch that. By faith, start calling me wonderful. You see, here's the thing. Remember Jesus said, who do men say I am? And who do you say I am? And there's a real key here that God will be to you what you call him to be. God is who he is outside of your believing and your engaging with that. I am that I am, he says. And yet the I am will be to you who you proclaim him to be. And then after this experience, every day I started saying, Lord, you're wonderful. And I wasn't saying that from some great emotional, you know, place of ecstasy. I was simply saying, God, by faith, I'm calling you wonderful. Lord, you're wonderful. Lord, you're wonderful. And I did that every day for a week or two. And then one day it's like this suddenly, like the wellsprings of water gushing forth from the bowels of the earth. It's like suddenly this... I suddenly caught myself saying, Lord, you're, and it's like, Lord, you're wonderful, wonderful Jesus. And it's real, ooh, I get goosebumps when I say that, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus. You see, he is wonderful, but we need to, at times by faith, call him that. And I think there's something, it was a real key to me in worship as well. When worship, it's important we worship for who he is, for what he's done, but it's who he is to us. And let me finish with this today, but I believe the Lord wants to restore unto us the joy of our salvation. Yeah, Psalm 51. I think he wants to bring that freshness, that tenderness, that sense of wow back to our Christian life. And I think so often it's what people have lost. Frankly, it's so often in ministry, in church work, in ministry, in traveling, in evangelism and these kind of things, it's what people lose suddenly because they have a job and a salary and a gig and a career in that sense. I don't want a career. I want to be in love with the wonderful, wonderful God. So I encourage you, go back over this little teaching, put it into practice, even by faith, begin calling the Lord wonderful. And watch what happens. Thanks for making it this far, guys. Again, hit that subscribe button if you haven't done that. And please share this video. Hope to see you soon in the plan of God. I'll be doing a live Q&A session this coming Friday. And I've already got some great questions. I have one on the age of the earth, kind of young earth versus old earth, creationism versus evolution question. One on how do we know when we're actually being tested, if God's testing us or something else is going on. But if you have a question, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a comment and I'll try and get back to you real quick. See you in the plan, guys. Bye for now.